From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. President Obama says the U.S. confronts a new phase in the terrorism threat. In a late Sunday address to the American people, President Obama said last week's shooting attack in California represented a new phase in the terrorism threat.
As we've become better at preventing complex, multifaceted attacks like 9/11, terrorists turn to less complicated acts of violence, like the mass shootings that are all too common in our society. It is this type of attack that we saw at Fort Hood in 2009, in Chattanooga earlier this year, and now in San Bernardino.
He said the two killers, U.S.-born Syed Rizwan Farooq and his Pakistani wife Tashfeen Malik, had gone down the, quote, dark path of radicalization, embracing what the president called a perverted interpretation of Islam. But he said there is no evidence they were directed by any terrorist organization overseas or that they were part of any broader conspiracy in the U.S. The two killed 14 and wounded 21 at a gathering of local government workers in San Bernardino last Wednesday. The president said the U.S. military will continue hunting down terror leaders, provide training and equipment to those fighting the IS group, try to cut off terrorist financing, prevent IS recruiting efforts, and establish a timeline to bring the Syrian conflict to an end. Media reports citing senior security sources say that authorities in Burkina Faso have charged a general who led a failed coup in September with complicity in the 1987 assassination of President Thomas Sankara. President Gilbert Dindera, an ally of former President Blaise Compaoré, forced from power a year ago in a popular uprising, already faces charges related to the short-lived coup by the Presidential Guard. This is VOA News. The far